We got Johnny Manziel ranked first, and we've got him up there because he played against the best competition, Kenny. That SEC is kind of a micro field of what you see in the NFL, and with the speed and everything I mean, you can't mimic it till you get on an NFL field, but that's about as close as you can get. And then I'll tell you, the Pac-10 was really tough this year, or I'm sorry, Pac-12 was really tough this year,
Right.
the SEC is they got speed. You got the speed on the outside, you got good corners. So we put Johnny Manziel up there because he was the best player on any SEC field that he stepped on. Okay, now he when he was the best player, he was productive for 2 years. I mean, he made things happen. He was the only quarterback, and I've known Nick Saban since his Toledo days, at the Glass Bowl and things, and he's the only quarterback that made Nick sweat. So, on that alone, we put him up there at number one.
Okay, if you're a team who loves Johnny Manziel, Dan, give me a reason why. And if you're a team that's weary of taking him, give me a reason why you don't take him.
Okay, I mean, I would draft him for Cleveland at 26, but I would not take him at four. I just, you just can't do it with this group of quarterbacks. I think because of durability reasons. I mean, he's a narrow-shouldered guy. He is not a big man. He's 5'11". The only place he's big is when he gets on that field with the ball in his hand. But hey, he's going to have guys chasing him that run faster than he is, that he did in college and things, and just bigger, faster, stronger, wins a lot of times. And but Johnny's a very creative guy that can make some plays. So we would draft him between. In fact, that's where we got him, Kenny. We only got one quarterback going in the first round, and that's at 26. And we got Manziel going to Cleveland.
Wow, at 26. Now, let me throw you this. I just was online before we started this interview. They have over-unders, okay, Dan, on where guys are going to be picked. The over-under number on Johnny Manziel is 5.5. So they feel that he's going to go in the top 10 according to Vegas. You think that's too high then, based on what you're telling me right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's too high. I mean, I mean, it's just the thing is the durability. He's got okay arm strength. He has some really good positive attributes. But the bottom line is, we can't go crazy. This guy's not Russell Wilson. I mean, they're different guys. And now you look at, everybody was willing to give Russell Wilson a third round grade, and we had him really going in the second when we graded Russell and said, hey, if he was 2 inches taller, he'd be a top four pick. And that year, all those quarterbacks came out. So, no, I think that, top 10 is too high for Manziel.